baking soda is 99.9% sugar. Well, your other sugar, even...
Does that come from sugar cane? Or?
Right, but you have a different grade. And like your sugar beet, you're going to say, well, that sugar is sugar. And it's cheaper, but you don't have the sweetened part of it. That's why your Coca-Cola people use the sugar cane, the best grade of sugar cane syrup. Now, some factories or soft drink factories might have a special sugar to make. I can go right to Supreme, you're going to show you 2 pieces of sugar in your hand, you can see it with your naked eye. And it's half as cheap as the other sugar.
Mm-hmm. You know,
but if you wouldn't know, I mean, you know, if you wouldn't know, you might go buy a 5 pound of sugar for 50 cents, where the other one will cost you 60 cents. But that 60 cent sugar going to last you, going to carry you further than that 50 cent sugar.
You know, old man Candler, the guy who owns Coca-Cola,
mm-hmm.
giving just millions of dollars to the school I go to.
Mm-hmm.
Just tons of money. But the production of sugar was different when you were coming up. You did one row, right?
How did it?
Well, I mean, what did you break ground with in the spring?
When you had tractors or mules?
When you had mules.
For the mules with cows?
Yeah, did you have any different types of them?
Yeah. Yeah, you might have a plow that you put 3 mules on, plow that you put 4 mules on, bigger plow that you put 2 mules on. Very seldom you plow in a sugarcane field with 1 mule. Very seldom.
Because you need to cut deeper.
Well, you need more horsepower. Mule power, if you want to put it that way.
Why do you need more mule power in a sugarcane field?
Well, it's hard to break some sugarcane stubbles. You understand? You have to break that open to destroy them. Okay. Now you have choppers on the tractors that destroy them, tilters.
You mean you went down the same road that you did?
You might go on the same road 10 times with mules, but you go there 1 time with a tractor. You understand? To break a roast of cane.
How did you plant it? Did you just
open a furrow and throw it in there. You ride in a wagon, and you had 2 mules pulling the wagon, and you throw 2 men with 1 in each side, and the road that you pass under, you couldn't plant. You plant the 2 outside rows, and the 2 outside rows, and 2 outside rows. You pass on 1 row and plant the 2 outside rows, throw it from in the wagon, and you load it by hand in the wagon. You cut it by hand.
That was a tough job.
Not cutting it, loading it was a tough job. No. I mean, especially for me, I'm a small man. We had some ladders, to walk up, Had ladders with iron hooks that hook on the side of the bed of the wagon. And you had cane cut on each side, and you just cash them and step on the ladder and throw them in the wagon. Naturally, you put them in the wagon different when you plant than when you go to the sugar mill. Sugar mill, you lay it flat, and when you plant cane, you stand it up in the wagon,
mm-hmm.
To catch it.
Yeah, or didn't the kind of a sap run one way or the other, or something like that?
No.
My granddad used to plant cane.
Granddad?
In Georgia, yeah.
Yeah, in Maine?
Uh-huh.
Which I make syrup? They got plenty of syrup mill in Mississippi.
Yeah, he did, but I believe we sell some too. I believe there was syrup. Well, he planted everything, but we planted that little purple cane.
Yeah, the purple, yeah.
I guess it made real good.
Well, that was years ago. We had some, but I was so small. I was 6 years old. That's 50 years ago you talk about.
No, I can remember when I was...
A purple cane?
1960,
you probably
saw that stuff.
It's a purple
key? Yeah, I would come.
Yeah, the purple.
He would get his pocket
maybe, that. Maybe that's a variety. You see, that's a variety we can't plant here because it might not have no sucrose or sugar contents in it.
Yeah.
It might fall. It might not be acceptable to the machines of today.
Yeah.
You see, we have to go all of this. The first part, we have to see if we can pick it up from our machines. The second part, we got to see if it's cold tolerance.
Yeah.
And the third part, we got to see if it's if it would freeze, how tolerant it is for corn.
I'll just say this cane here doesn't look like the cane that purple cane. You know, it had a big
and wide leaves. You got wide leaves on those.
Yeah, but
it was big.
Big stalk, right. To it too, big tall thing.
No,
this cane is a little small.
Right.
So, you get better yield, better production from that, or?
Better wheat, better sugar. Better sugar. And we can harvest it earlier.
Yeah.
You know?
I still remember that little purple cane.
Yeah, it's big. It's chewy.
Oh, yeah. My granddad used to.
Well, I chew kids, I got this, and then I got that, I stopped drinking. I can still chew on me. I usually don't carry a knife on me.
Yeah.
Since I quit with the mules, most of the time, all your farmers would carry a knife on them.
What for, eh?
Well, if your mule would fall down and the hinge or the collars they had on them,
they could be choking
himself.
Yeah.
And you would cut the rope off, you see.
Yeah.
Or they'd fall in a ditch or something like that.